Good morning and welcome to episode 73 of Martin Uncut. Today is April 16th, 2021. And today's episode is the never-ending flow of new apps. Finally Friday, and here in Sweden we have a fantastic spring weather. And the forecast says it's going to be really nice the whole weekend here, so I'm really looking forward to that. A few days ago I switched out my mechanical keyboard for an Apple Magic Keyboard. I had it on the shelves, but I was not really enjoying all the sounds coming out from my mechanical keyboard. I love to write on it, but it's too loud, especially when I'm doing podcasting. But the feeling is not really there, and I couldn't really stand the Magic Keyboard. So now I'm back with my, what's it called, my Ducky 2 something mechanical keyboard. I just love it, but as you can hear, it's very, very loud. Have you heard about the iOS applications draft? It's a editor that works on iPad, iPhone, Apple Watch, and also since a while back on Mac OS. I've heard about it before, but yesterday I was recommended by someone to take a look at it. So I did. And this is in no way a deep review. It's just scraping on the surface, and maybe I played with the application for half an hour or so. And I wrote the kind of script or the bullet points for this episode in drafts. So if you don't like this episode, it's all drafts' fault. And if you love this episode, it's because I am fantastic. So I'm going to give you a little bit of thoughts and some feedback from what I've been seeing and thinking about this app and how it could fit into my workflow. And first, I would say that drafts will definitely not be my main note-taking tool. And the reason for that is you can't really organize notes in there in a really good way. And the whole intention with the app is really not to be the main tool. It is the intention is to actually be the capture tool, where you very, very quickly get the ideas out of your head onto writing or paper as the initial idea. So essentially your draft, and that's why the name is as it is. And when you've gotten that writing down, you should export everything into other applications that will then produce or create the final product. And I think this is where one of the big strengths with drafts comes in. It doesn't try to do everything. It's focusing on getting text into the app and then out of it. And it seems to be doing these things very, very well. And I'm thinking that this could be a really good way to actually capture things into my Obsidian Vault. Because as maybe you know, Obsidian doesn't have a publicly available application yet for iOS. And sometimes, or quite often actually, I would like to get things into my vault when I'm out and about. And the one way that I can do this now is with drafts. So essentially, I create the document and then I use an action, as it's called in draft, to export it into Dropbox. And then I can get the note straight into my vault. And what I've done is that I created a new folder inside my vault, my main vault, that I call inbox. So when I want to have a note to go there, I just click the action and voila, that note shows up in my Evernote, or sorry, in my my Obsidian Vault. And I'm really careful with what I put into my Obsidian Vault. And the reason I'm doing that is because when I was using Evernote, at one point I did a Evernote bankruptcy. Essentially, I have 3,500 notes inside my Evernote database, and they essentially led to me not finding anything. It was impossible to find anything in there, and it was just a huge mess. So I took almost all the notes and just dragged them into my trash. Of course, I went through them really, really quickly. And in the end, I had around 250 notes, I think, when I was done. And then it grew up to a 350 in total. But I don't want to get into the situation where I just push things into Obsidian that is not properly formatted and handled and linked and so on, because then it just ends up being a mess. So that's why I have this inbox folder where the notes from drafts will end up, and then I can make sure that they are correct and that it's actually something that I want in Obsidian in the end, because I don't want to have an Obsidian bankruptcy down the road. Another really, really strong thing with Draft that I found is the dictation feature. And essentially, you can talk to the app and it will create the speech into text, and voila, that's super easy. And normally on Mac or in iOS, I would say, dictation is limited to a little bit. So if you got quiet, dictation will stop. But they have found a way to go around this. So even if you're quiet for a bit, it will not stop dictation. And it's a normal Siri limitation or feature that they have found a way around. And it could potentially be quite easy to do, but I don't know. But it's I like this thing that they've done. And also, they have this dictation feature on the Watch app. And essentially, that's as far as I saw, that's more or less the only thing that app does. It gives you the opportunity to capture things with your voice using dictation. And compared to other apps that where I've seen people or seen these apps capture things on your watch, things vanish usually. But I haven't seen that with this Draft application yet. So I really, really keep my thumbs crossed that this is something that is going to be really good, because of course then I can build other actions as well into Draft. So it's not only Obsidian, but I can also import things maybe to OmniFocus and then handle that into my flow as well. So I think this application seems or looks quite interesting, and I'm going to investigate it more. Of course, I need to use it a lot more before I can give any real opinions on it, how it really, really works. But it sure does look promising. Are you using Drafts? If so, what is the things that you like the most, or what things should I look out for? You can send me a shout out on Twitter and let me know. There I am at Martin Hagen, and Hagen is with 2 A. But you can also find other ways to contact me on the website martinhagen.se/about. I want to take the opportunity to wish you a great weekend. See you back here on Monday. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.